The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. Now it's time for our kitchen science, and it's quite literally kitchen science this week, because have you ever tried nettle tea? Well, we sent Ben Vowsler out to have a go, but before then, we sent him to Plant Sciences to find out how stinging nettles do actually, well, sting.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Science. This week we're looking at nature's arsenal, and we thought that probably the part of nature's arsenal that you're most likely to come into contact with will be stinging nettles. So I've come to Cambridge University's Department of Plant Sciences to talk to Dr. Beverly Glover about exactly what they are. So Beverly, why is it that nettles sting?
Well, they sting you in order to try and protect themselves. It's a mechanism to stop being eaten by rabbits, by cows, by things that would normally damage a plant out there in the wild.
What advantage does stinging offer over, say, just tasting bitter?
There are all sorts of different ways plants defend themselves. Some taste bitter, some make poisonous chemicals, some make cyanide even, and some go about it by having a combination of a physical defence, here a sharp hair and a chemical component in it. So they really do put things off, and they're very successful as a result.
So the way a nettle stings is by effectively stabbing you with a really sharp hair and then injecting a bunch of poisons in. What sort of chemicals is it that they're using?
Well, it's not a straight stabbing mechanism. The hair's very brittle. It's got silica in the cell wall. And what actually happens is when you brush against the nettle, you break the hair, leaving a sharp edge to the silica wall, which scratches you. And then the chemicals flow up the hair and into the scratch. So it doesn't stab you so much as scratch you. The chemicals it's using are an interesting question. People used to think it was formic acid because the sting feels very much like the sting you get from an ant or a bee, and that's formic acid. But it turns out that it's not. It's a mix of acetylcholine and serotonin and histamine. So it's basically little neurotoxins in there that are hitting your nerves and making it sting.
So you mentioned that it's good to defend them from cows and that sort of thing. Are all animals affected equally?
I'm not aware of anybody having tested a whole batch of animals, but there is some interesting data out there that says that rats aren't affected by them. So they tested some of the chemicals from this nettle sting on cell cultures, and while human cell cultures respond by producing various chemicals in response, rat cell cultures were apparently not affected at all. So it seems rats are immune, but certainly if you watch rabbits, they'll graze around them, and cows will as well.
So they sting in order to defend themselves, to stop themselves being eaten. But is there actually anything in them worth eating?
Yes, very much so. Well, all plants, of course, are full of sugar because they photosynthesise. But nettles grow in places that have got a lot of phosphate in the soil. So that's why they grow around farms and around human habitation. They grow on runoff from agriculture. And so phosphate's expensive for most plants to acquire. The fact that nettles have got a lot of it in them makes them quite interesting to most animals to eat. But apparently they're also quite high in vitamin C and vitamin A as well, which is why people eat them. Sometimes you can make nettle tea and nettle soup. And they were apparently used a lot in the Irish potato famine as a sort of standby food source when things got really bad.
Is there any way to avoid being stung?
Well, all sorts of different ways. The theory goes that because the hair breaks when you brush against it, if you actually grab it and press quite firmly, then you'll bend it over and it won't break, won't be able to scratch you, and you won't get stung. So that's one way. Another way is to choose your nettle carefully. So there's a lot of evidence to say that the frequency of the stinging hairs increases in fields where there's a lot of grazing. So if you're looking at a nettle in a field full of cows, the chances are it's a pretty spiky nettle. But if you go somewhere where there aren't many cows, not many rabbits around and so on, then the nettles will be less stingy. And so you might actually find it's easier to grab them. And in my experience, if you go down to the base of the stem and actually grab the nettle down near the roots as close to the soil as possible, there are very few hairs usually down there as well. Once you've got your nettle, the way then to stop it stinging you is to heat it in some way, because heat denatures the chemicals in the sting.
Fantastic. And if you have been stung and it's itching and stinging, is there anything you can do to stop it?
Well, because one of the chemicals is a histamine, then applying an antihistamine or taking an antihistamine will stop the sting happening fairly quickly. But usually it only stings for about 20 minutes, so anything to take your mind off it, a nice ice cream or something, will probably do the trick.
Beverly Glover, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, armed with Beverly's advice, I'm going to try and make myself a cup of nettle tea without getting stung. So the first thing I've done is I've come somewhere where I know there's no grazing, and that's my own garden. I don't keep any rabbits or anything like that. And I need to find a nettle and grab it from near the root, just down near the soil there, and grab it really hard. Ooh. And pull. Okay, that was a success. Now I have myself a nettle. I'm going to take it inside and see if I can make some nettle tea. Okay, and I'm on my way into my kitchen now. So the first thing I need to do is to rinse these nettles off. Okay, so now that I've got my nettles all rinsed, the next thing I need to do is to cut the leaves off, because I don't really want to use the stem in my cup of nettle tea. There we go, I think we're ready. Well, now I'm going to take a handful of my nettles and I'm going to put them in my... Okay, that's strike one for the nettles. Let's hope I just don't get stung again. Put them in my cup and I'll set the kettle boiling. Now, while the kettle's boiling, I'd just like to say, if you do want to do this at home, feel free to try it out, but if you want to, you can wear rubber gloves. They will keep you safe from the nettle stings. But I thought I would just give this a go with no protection whatsoever. The kettle's boiled now, so let's pour my tea. Already that smells very plant-like. It smells like a herbal tea. But I'm going to leave it to brew for a bit, and then I'll come back to you later when I'm ready to drink. Well, it's now been about 10 minutes. I've let my nettle tea brew and I've let it cool down. I'm now going to scoop out all of the nettles because I don't want bits of nettle getting stuck in my teeth. So there we go. And now it's just time to drink it, I guess. Ooh. Well, it tastes quite good, really. It's a bit like green tea. It's got that sort of fresh, leafy flavour, but it's a bit more bitter. And I've actually heard that if you add lemon to nettle tea, it'll change colour, a bit like a pH indicator. But I think we'll save that for a different kitchen science. So there we go. You can make your own nettle tea, and you can almost avoid being stung if you follow some simple rules. Try and find your nettles in a place where there's very little grazing, so the nettles have developed fewer stings. You grab the nettles very firmly so that you just push the spikes away instead of breaking them into your skin. Try and grab them towards the base where there should be fewer spikes and then heat them up. And it's the heating stage that's really important because it denatures some of the proteins in the poisons. It denatures the proteins that make up those spikes. So it stops the nettles being able to inject that into you. That's it for Kitchen Science this week. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've just got this image in my mind of Ben stumbling in from the garden with a microphone in one hand and a nettle in the other, and I'm kind of hoping that he didn't at any time muddle the two up. Ian in Northampton got in touch and said, if you grab a stingy nettle from the bottom and then slide your hand up the shaft, it won't sting you, apparently. That's up to you to try.
And you can find out loads more experiments to do at home, most of which don't involve getting stung by nasty stinging nettles, by going to our website, which is thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat.